welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. We're here with a holiday-themed episode for you guys.
Our Christmas and Hanukkah spectacular, even though Hanukkah just ended yesterday.
Okay. It's good to do it in between, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess Hanukkah ended a week ago. We're just recording it the day after Hanukkah.
Oh, okay. Yes, when we release this, it'll be over for some time.
But, you know, people don't really care about Hanukkah, so people pretend to care about Hanukkah. At my office, they have, like, this gigantic Christmas tree that mm-hmm. they put up, and then they were, like, last minute, like, oh, we should probably put up a menorah. And it was funny because, like, the proportionate difference of the menorah and the Christmas tree is pretty much equal to the proportionate difference of Jews to non-Jews at my company.
So it's totally fair.
I guess it's totally fair.
Also, the proportionate difference of actual holidays that Jews get off compared to Christians is, like, crazy town.
Well, you know what, though? It's like, yeah, in school, that's true. But nowadays, it's like, if I want to take off on, like, Jewish holidays, like Yom Kippur, if I want to take off on Yom Kippur, which is the holiday, for those of you who don't know, where we just have to fast, I have to, like, use one of, like, my personal days.
Oh, really? There's not, like, a religious day?
Yeah, no, I have to basically, like, take a day off to not eat anything.
That sucks.
So I just don't eat anything and go to work and then blame them when I faint.
Lawsuit. Religious lawsuit.
Religious lawsuit. So if this is exciting, I guess. We can talk about some of our Christmas and Hanukkah heroes. You know, it's funny because, like, the only real Hanukkah hero that anyone really cares about is Judah the Maccabee, who's not someone I can do. It's for you.
Sounds like, I don't know, that's just a weird name. Judas the Maccabee.
Now, this Judah the Maccabee, Judah. Not Judas.
Not Judith. Okay.
Not Judith or Judas. Judah.
Well, since I have no idea about this person, why don't you just give me some background so I can better visualize?
The Jews were invaded. They'd been taken over. They weren't being treated right, as often happens when the Jews aren't in control.
What year is this? This is like post-Jesus.
This would be post-Jesus, I think.
But we're still talking, like,
I'm not even positive if it's post-Jesus, but I'm pretty sure it's post-Jesus.
Okay. So
I think we're in post-Jesus times, but we might be pre-Jesus.
We're a long time ago.
It's been a while.
We're not talking pharaohs, though. We're way after Moses.
I'm not even... Yeah, we're definitely after Moses, but we might be pre-Jesus. Okay. We're post-Moses.
What did the Jews do in between Moses and Jesus?
After Moses. What?
What did the Jews do between Moses and Jesus?
Yeah, lived quiet lives that were uninterrupted by mass slaughter.
Is that when they were walking around in the desert for...
Oh, yeah, we wandered the desert for an incredibly long period of time.
And it was just in, like, switchbacks. I remember. I had grown up just knowing about the traditional... You know how there are, like, nice Christians that you like, and then there's just, like, crazy Christians who believe that everything in the Bible happened?
No, I don't know about any of these nice Christians that you like.
People who just celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, no, of course. Yes.
Anyway, so I had only been exposed to the nice Jew version of that, where, like, all the Jews I'd met were reasonable, believed in evolution, blah, 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 blah. And then I remember the first time I met the crazy Jew person who talked to me about...
With the horns?
No, who was talking about how, like, they had mapped out, like, in the Bible where it's, like, how long they're supposed to walk, and, like, it's like it would never take you 40 years, so they think that, like, God made them walk, like, back and forth a bunch of times and was like, oh yeah, and, like, all these people were, like, 180 years old. And I was like, okay, you're, like, in a university getting a science degree, you know that these people couldn't have been 180 years old, like, no one's ever really that long. And he's like, oh, it could happen if you just took care of yourself and you had God watching you, you could be 180. I'm like, that never happened. And he just, like, I couldn't believe there were, like, the Jews out there.
No, seriously, like, you read like, the Torah and stuff, and it's like, and Moses lived to be 647 years old.
Yeah.
But he never got to see Israel.
Right.
I'm like, 647 years, I could walk around the earth a couple of times, right?
Yeah. So it.
I could find my way somewhere along the line. You could
eventually, you'd run into that one person that had directions eventually.
So Judah the Maccabees, probably like 312.
Okay.
But he's a good 312. Mm-hmm. So just like back then, Jews were just like vampires that just never died. We were all Highlanders.
Oh my God.
That's what the Torah has taught me, is that the Jews used to be Highlanders.
No, I'm with Judah. I'm going to guess that he's... That's like... they had all the rules in the Bible, so you're still kosher and stuff, right? It didn't come later. Like, you're already...
Yeah, but wait, is there something wrong with being kosher?
No, but you know what's something wrong with? Having to go to a period bath.
Period bath?
Yeah, where after you have your period, you have to, like, wait full 7 days, and then you have to go and, like, bathe yourself in clean water.
Is this some Jew thing that I don't know about?
You don't know? Even today, Orthodox Jews do this.
I did not know this, and I even was somewhat Orthodox for a period of my life. I guess I just never had to deal with period baths.
Yeah, it's really
I don't
gross.
Think I knew what periods were up through the time where I you stopped tell being you these Orthodox. Rules.
But yeah, you have to, every time you have your period, you have to, like, go to this special, like, I don't know if it's actually in the temple or if it's, like, this some building the temple owns that just for, like, nasty period blood.
I'm not going to dead air our podcast and look this up right now.
All right.
But I am going to look up this whole period bath thing.
Okay.
And we're just asking if you're going to do Judah the Maccabee. We're talking about, like, a young, virile warrior, a leader of the Jewish people,
I mean,
a
yeah,
savior.
Probably. I feel that he's probably pretty sexy if he's, like, saving everybody and fighting stuff.
Probably be, like, Eric Bana or something would play him in a movie.
I don't know who that is.
Eric Bana, he was the guy in Munich.
I don't know what that is.
The Incredible Hulk, he was the original Hulk guy.
Oh, yeah, for some reason I had the Hulk in my mind when you said that.
Uh-huh, he was in Funny People, he was the boyfriend.
The husband. Oh, yeah. All right, well, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, he's strong. And he is courageous and whatever, so I could probably go for that. I mean, I don't know, he's fighting, he somehow managed to let the oil last for a really long time. That's pretty good, right?
The 8 days of oil?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty good.
If you don't believe God exists, and the Jewish religion is the correct religion, everyone, then just answer me this. How did the oil that was only supposed to last for one day last for eight?
Yeah, how? How?
Religion solved. Answers, questions answered.
That's all the proof I need, personally.
So, you ready to convert to Judaism?
Yeah, sure.
I want to be the first Jew that's, like, converting people to Judaism. Because, like, Jews don't...
You're
like,
going to get yelled at, right?
Yeah, we're not supposed to be doing that. But I just remember growing
up... What's the motivation behind not doing that?
I'm going to explain. Growing up, I used to... You know, I have very religious... So, not all my family is Jewish. I've got a lot of, like, Catholic and Protestant family and stuff. And when I was growing up, like, my mom would always warn me, like, don't let your aunt convince you to try and talk to you about converting to Christianity and stuff. Okay. So, I guess, like, she would... Because my mom had, like, yelled at her a bunch, like, not to do it,
yeah.
She would just, like, subtly do things. Like, I'd go to her house, like, visit, and she'd, like, oh, I'm going to put on a movie. And she'd put on, like, some movie I've never heard of, just, like, about Christian values
and
stuff.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful.
There's never movies I was quite interested in. But as revenge, when my little cousins would come over to my house, I'd be like, hey, kids, why don't we watch a movie? And I'd put on some, like, Fiddler on the Roof.
I don't think that movie is...
You know? Well, what I learned shortly after trying this plan of, like, using the Jewish value movies to convert my cousins is that watching Jewish movies is not going to make you want to be a Jewish. Like, hey, kids, let's watch Schindler's List, you guys.
No.
Except for The Pianist. You guys want to be Jewish yet? So it doesn't work quite the same way. You know, actually, I almost convinced myself to convert after watching those movies by comparison.
Did you hear there's apparently some, like, Turkish senator that wanted to make a list of all the Jews in Turkey. I mean, it was Hungary. I think it was Hungary. Wanted to make a list of all the Jews in Hungary. But he got, kicked out of Congress. So
we've made some... being a raging anti-Semite?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that people aren't standing for that anymore.
Some people still want to bring that up as a thing.
It's weird, but I'm very much, you know... I'm like an agnostic Jew. I like the culture, but I'm not ascribing to any serious, like, there's this God or that. But I always recognize that were I around back in the 30s, that just, like, I'm like, no, don't worry, guys. I don't believe in a Jewish God. It's just not going to matter. And I'm just like, if shit goes down again...
Nothing's going to happen now.
Everyone says nothing's going to happen now. I'm going to sound like a crazy person. Just don't ignore the fact that it could, Robin.
Oh my God.
Don't blind yourself to the possibilities of it happening.
I guess the zombies could also happen.
I'm just wondering, so we got a D-Day coming. I guess when this podcast is released, will D-Day have happened?
I don't know. My math is not so good.
Well, there's the end of the world coming up, so hopefully we'll all hear this podcast.
That's right.
But I've been thinking, like, if the end of the world does happen on the 21st, I kind of hope that it's, like all hell breaks loose. Like, zombies come out of the ground and like, tsunami. Just like we're just everything that could possibly fantastically... and imaginatively go wrong just goes wrong. Then it's like, I wouldn't be okay with it, but it'd be like...
You could believe in it happening.
I just would accept it. I would accept that this is real.
All right, so let's move on to a woman to do with the holiday season. So there really aren't any Jewish ones.
No, well, there is one Jewish one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who is it?
The Virgin Mary.
Oh, right.
She is Jewish. Yes. She's not a real Jewish figurehead, but she was a Jew.
Well, she's a slutty Jew.
She's a virgin. How can you be a slutty Jew if you're a virgin?
That's like, it's a pretty good lie to make up, right? Like, if you know that your whole life is going
to
get ruined.
Oh, Robin, I just wanted to let you know, I just noticed that, like, we just lost, like, 1,000 followers. Just immediately. Again, you've said something that has just alienated a large portion of our audience.
I don't understand.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I believe that she just like, oh, I'm pregnant. Must have been God.
I have this dude that's not my husband, but he's not the one that banged me.
Man, where was Maury Povich back then?
Oh my God, right? DNA test.
How great would that be? Maury Povich, God. The Christ. Judah, like... God, Jesus, Mary.
But, so, it must have, no one believe, I guess, in, like, you're going to follow the Bible.
What, like, a messed up thing to put in your kid's head.
Right, you're the son of God. And, like, you're,
a lot of pressure you're putting on him.
Yeah, that's, like, very unclear in the Bible, right? Because, okay, so, obviously, she just, like, squirted him out. Like, there was no... Like, he's the one that later on, or, like, the church later on made that lie for him.
Did they determine, like was it determined that she, this is getting gross.
Okay.
But, like, did anyone do, like, a little quick, like, let's make sure she's a virgin test?
But you see how, like, okay, the only reason people are paying attention to Christ is because he, like, started preaching. So no one would have known about his mom until he was an adult. So, like, nothing happened when Jesus was a baby.
Now, afterwards, was she, like, sleeping with Joseph? Did she, like, did
I
Joseph
think she
get
maybe
over,
got married.
Did Joseph get over the whole, like, affair with God thing? And just...
I think you have to, right? Because otherwise God would come after you.
That's, like, a real insecure thing. That's like, how do you compete with that guy?
Well, apparently God didn't even come down in boner, so you don't have to compete.
Well, you just
I guess.
My son?
I guess.
Man, you know, it's moments like this that I really hope all religion is a fraud, so I'm not going to hell.
Don't worry, it is.
I was thinking about this, though. I've always had a logical flaw about, like, the very right-wing Christian version of heaven that,
okay,
like, we're somewhat scared into maybe believing.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if you need to be, like, one of those very right-wing, ultra-religious, anti-this, anti-everything people...
Right.
to go to heaven, that means heaven is full of nothing but all those ultra white wing conservative religious people, which just does not sound like heaven to me.
No, that's the worst people.
Sounds like the place I least want to be on earth.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there, at least like movie villains, are like well aware that they're going to hell.
Yeah.
And they want to go to hell. That's like whenever like a movie villain kills another movie villain at the end, they're always like, "See you in hell." Then they shoot them.
Right.
Because they know
later
they're going to be hell like, "Hey, you made it. Yeah, I told you I'd see you here. You son of a bitch.
The food is so spicy.
Is there any air conditioning placed?"
Yeah, neither option really sounds that great. Especially the fact that it's forever.
So that's why it's going to be Jewish and just like not believe in any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's better. Well, I'll just be a scientist and not have to deal with these stupid beliefs.
The science of religion. The religion of science.
Definitely. All right, so what about the Virgin Mary? What are we thinking?
I couldn't.
She has hella donkeys watching her.
I'm not trying to take nobody's virginity here. that is a whole...
Didn't
like,
God do that?
I'm past the taking people's virginity point in my life, you know? There's a time when we're younger, and it's like, you want to have that, like, first virgin sex. But now it's just like, virgin, okay,
how
well,
did you, like, how did you make it this long?
Get back to me.
Get back to me
when you're over that guy.
Yeah. In, like, 4 years.
So I'm not trying to do that. B, like, how can I compare? Like how can I...
But
even
God
though
didn't
it's the virgin,
her.
Yeah, it's still God impregnated her. It's just, whatever happened there, it's just like, I'm just not going to be that impressive by comparison.
I guess. So you wouldn't poke. What about when Jesus is like 5 years old?
Oh, so now I'm going to have a kid? Now I'm going to have a kid who not only is a kid, but thinks he's better than me?
Yeah, would you be Joseph?
He's a kid that just... Kid that just thinks he's the cat's virgin. Like, this kid is going to constantly be like, "You're not my real dad."
But, so no.
I'm just going to give it... I just see a whole mess of problems, a whole mess of stuff.
That's true, I'll give you that. There's a lot of problems.
It's the whole mess of my son is constantly rabble-rousing.
They never had any more kids,
right? My stepson is constantly... Yeah, I don't think so. Jesus' brother, Phil. I'm Phil Christ.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Phil? Yeah, so it's because they know. There's a lot of red flags there.
That's true. It's probably best to avoid.
It's a lot of red flags.
Although, wouldn't it just be, like, to know what that was like the one that God picked?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to just have, like, okay, out of all the vaginas, this is the one God wanted Jesus to come out of?
You really appeal to my sense of, like, grandeur.
That's a pretty grand thing to know.
Yeah, and, you know, I won't have to worry about, like, catching anything. Well, I'd still have to worry about catching something, but, like, something weird that, like, I was just going to catch anyway.
Right, just the plague.
Like, yeah, because it's, like, the Black Ages. the Dark Ages. I'm still, like, a whole mess of stuff. I'm just not trying to
All right, yeah, there's, let me just say, there's probably low chances you're getting out safely after
if
that.
I'm living in that time, I'm trying to be pretty low profile.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not trying to be... out and about, and then she's got that whole Joseph boyfriend who's already probably having, like, self-esteem issues from the whole God thing, and the kid probably not trusting her, sees us hanging out, he's not gonna like me, and, like, this is the time where, like, you just murder people if they're, like, that's just, like, cool.
Yeah. No one's like, looking out.
You slept with my wife, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, he slept with his wife.
Right. Murdered.
That's what happens.
Oh my God.
Congratulations on your murder, Joseph. He really had it coming.
All right, so...
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go... I don't even know what or how you're going to answer this one, but just Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. Okay. Christmas favorite.
Is he your favorite Christmas character?
Oh, no, sorry, I was just saying he's a Christmas favorite.
He's a Christmas favorite. He's one of the Christmas heroes.
Yeah. He is made of snow, then has the hat put on him. It's from a magician. Your people helped us out on this one.
My people.
And then...
Well, let's just be clear. My people helped out with all of Christmas.
That's right.
my people being Jews and magicians.
Jews and, oh my god, yeah. That's basically what Christmas is.
Well, I've always said Christmas is the smartest thing the Jews ever invented. Holiday sales, booming business.
Oh my god. That's maybe the most offensive thing. That's
empties out all the Chinese restaurants. That's the most offensive thing said on the podcast maybe. So far. I almost hope nobody's listening anymore.
All right, Frosty. Well, first of all, I think it's pretty clear we can all see that he really can't have sex. There's not a lot of stuff going on down there. Mm-hmm. So that puts it at a maybe.
And that puts it at a maybe. Robin's standards are such that even if they can't have sex,
they're maybe.
They're still a maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, as proven by past experiences.
So, but he seems like he's a cool guy. But he's kind of sad. He, like, melts every spring. Like, if I was a girl Frosty, I'd like to date him.
Well, he would be the ultimate person to date. The most like-minded, like,
he's really
similar.
Nice. He's not mean or anyway, you know? He's not, like, selfish. He's just, like, a cool guy.
And he's got that carrot nose.
Got that carrot nose. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
So it's not like it's a total
That's pretty
loss.
Gross. That's so cold.
By the time you're there, yeah, at first it's, like, freezing. Secondly, like, it's, like, a rotted carrot that's, like, been in his nose for, like, a little while.
Oh, my God. This is all I do. This is all I have. Yeah. So if I was a Frosty woman, then yes, I would say yes. But just as a regular woman, I'd have to give no on a big ball of ice.
All right. So
you heard it here.
Big no, Frosty the Snowman, because a big ball of ice. But yes, were Robin a Frosty woman?
Yes. So now what
Which I'd kind of say Robin's a little bit of a Frosty woman.
Oh, no. I'm nice.
Just ask any athlete. They would describe Robin as somewhat Frosty.
So what about the Christmas Santa's helpers? What about the elves?
Elves. So how? Like, let's get this straight first.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are these elves?
Well, you really got to look at the different variations. Now, before, when it was politically correct to use little people, they were just that size. And then now it seems like they try to make them with computers shrunk down to be about that tall.
Okay, so we're not talking like department store elves, which are just like regular people dressed in green.
No. We're not talking
like Zoe Deschanel elves.
No.
We're talking like
actual elves that
we're
are
talking
helping.
Like 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's just scary.
Maybe that's, 3 feet tall.
That's still just scary. I'm like my cutoff is like 5.
So you wouldn't think that they're like super cute and petite?
No, super cute and petite is like 5'2".
Okay. So you're not going to go further.
two and a half feet is like nightmare. That's like nightmare size. That's like Fear Factor, practical joke, aww, scary creature. I'm gonna have to say no, and I know that's a big no for you. Your cutoff is like almost 6 feet, and we're talking about 1/3 that size.
Yeah, I don't think the elves would work out very well for me.
You'd feel real awkward.
Maybe
walking
like
around
two
with them.
Elves
standing on top of each other.
Yeah.
So you'd allow yourself to be double teamed by elves.
Yeah,
you'd be DP'd by elves.
If that was gonna happen to me, I'd want it to be elves.
If you're gonna get DP'd. There's a definite porn there somewhere. Three elves, one girl.
No, what? Three? I thought we were tied on two.
Well, I'm just saying, might as well go three. For this weird Christmas porn. Robin and her elves. Let's call it Santa's Little Helpers.
Oh my god. What would be the like plot to that, you know, like when it first starts, like would I be like, man, I need this toy built by tomorrow.
is sex just like an absolute nothing thing to porn stars?
It's just
like, all right, today you're going to have sex with 3 midgets. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah, you have to say okay. You can't say no.
It makes me feel a little bit more secure with myself in this moment. Like, I could just be like, oh, this guy. Yeah, fine, great, finally.
It's just a dude.
It's not like a midget or a giant.
All right, so elves.
Okay, and then I guess we're down to the big two.
Yeah.
Big dogs. We got Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, so I can go first.
Okay.
I can go with Mrs. Claus. Mm-hmm. Now, I bet, like, you know, she's obviously too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a very nice woman, very motherly.
Definitely.
I'd should be probably, like, the best grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it probably doesn't get better than
no.
Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
If I'm not trying to bang anyone's grandma.
Okay.
And we don't know what she was looking like when she was young.
We also don't know when she was young.
We also don't know if she was young.
Well, she
How did Santa Claus even come about? Like, when...
Yeah, that's never really... There's a couple movies that try to explain that, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, is there any, like, religious, biblical thing that Santa Claus... Like in the Jewish religion, there's, like, Moses, and there's a whole, like... Long ass story about Moses, and there's like the Maccabees.
Yeah,
there's a long
Santa
ass
Claus,
story about the Maccabees.
Santa Claus is Saint Nick, so he was a saint, which
so
means
there
he
is
wasn't
a real person.
So he wasn't boning anyone because he was a saint. You're not allowed to be married.
So, but Saint Nick was a real saint.
Yeah,
Saint Nicholas.
Yeah,
and what made him a saint? That he gave presents to people.
I think there was a bunch of. I think he like had like just he liked. Children, or he was very generous or something. It's like Mother Teresa, but it was like a long time ago.
So he's a questionable pedophile.
No. I don't think he was like particularly to children. I really don't know.
Sneaking into children's houses through the chimney.
Oh my god. But then they just married him up.
Yeah, how can they wife up this saint?
I mean, yeah, he is Saint Nicholas. He should not be having sex.
I feel like they're not standing firm on their religious fiber.
Probably a lot of saints now. They're like, I want to get married.
Why did Santa get married?
Right. Maybe they're not having sex. Maybe she's just... No, it is Mrs. Claus. She's definitely married.
Definitely Mrs. Mrs. means married.
You never see them making out, though, is what I'm saying. Like, they could just live next to each other. They could be, like, neighbors.
It's like old people.
Right.
You know, it's funny. The saints aren't supposed to be getting married, and, like, the popes aren't supposed to be having sex, but tons of Vatican orgies back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, you don't know about, like, all, like, the Vatican orgies and stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, the Roman Catholic Church used to be, like, the most corrupt thing of all time.
Used to.
But they're like, back in the Roman times, they're just, like... They just have, like, these insane orgies.
Yeah.
And, so now they have, like, a Batman phone that talks to God. Like, right? That's, like, the new thing. Once Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, they set up a line to God. It is, like, a Batman red phone, right?
I have no idea.
You haven't seen it?
I have no idea.
Do you get to see it if you go on a tour of the Vatican? Do they show you that there's, like, his Batman, Bat-God phone?
No. I went on a tour.
You went on a tour?
Mm-hmm.
Was it cool?
It was really cool. It's a really awesome building.
Really corrupt, awesome building.
Built on the money of poor idiots. But...
Yeah, we're not that we're judging anyone's religion here. On
no,
here.
Of course.
You
never do that.
Opportunity. Believe everyone has the right to their beliefs as long as they're the same as ours.
So, okay, so Mrs. Claus, no. And Santa, I mean,
Santa's different than Mrs. Claus. We're talking about a dude
different.
Here.
You're always, like, trying to force these old guys on me.
I'm not trying to force any old guys on you, but we're just talking about, like, someone's going to treat you right.
Here's what I'm going to say.
You know you're never, ever, ever going to be disappointed on, like, an anniversary or something by, like, what you get. He's never going to, like...
No, let me talk about Santa. Okay. So, I mean, he's obviously just, like, the pinnacle of, like, an awesome human being. So you don't, although he is depicted sometimes as like really stressed out because his job is just overwhelming, which makes sense. But yeah, so you don't want to say no because he's just like, that just sounds awesome. Like, yeah, it's just, but like, what are you going to do? So just pure sex, I have no need for that. But like, okay, here's what would be okay is if I could like become Mrs. Claus, be immortal and just like be kind of chubby, I'm fine with that. Like, I would take a few pounds for immortality and, like, infinite wealth. But then you gotta, like, vacation with these infinite presents.
You have to live in, like, a really fucking cold-ass place.
But it's not cold because, like, it's a magical castle that has, like, everything that you want. I would just, like, make the elves build me.
And you have a bunch of midget slaves.
Yes, yeah, so, like, that's the thing. Is, like, do you have any friends? Or do you have, like, the elves are really the only people that are there? Like, if you want to have a wine and cheese party, do you have to invite the elves?
Well, maybe you can hang out with, like, the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny. I don't know if that Easter Bunny has a lot of good conversation.
You have a magic sled with reindeers.
None of those things are like adults you can talk to. Like, what if when the New Yorker comes out, who can I talk to about it? Besides Santa.
Oh, New Yorker.
Yeah. The elves are like,
I just made Santa sound kind of like Bane.
So, it sounds kind of miserable to live up there. I don't want to just bone him. But it also sounds kind of awesome. So I have no idea. I guess if we could get, like, I just, like, maybe we can, like, vacation in Florida. They probably do, right? They're depicted sometimes as, like, vacationing in Florida.
They only really have to work. I mean, how much is Santa working? Because he's got, like, the one night a year. It's, like, the big night. Right. But how much time does he spend prepping the big night?
Well, on a lot of movies, just, like, the day after that, he's like, okay, time to start. And then they start.
Ugh, so you're just going to be, like, you never have any time off.
But you could convince, right? I mean, what is he doing? He's just a leader. So, like, you can, the elves can work on their own.
He's like, God damn it, Robin, my job is important.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It's more important than our marriage and you.
I think that he vacations sometimes.
I don't think he does.
He does. He's, like, often seen in beer commercials, like, in Florida after the holidays.
That's not Santa. That's, like, a fake person pretending to be Santa.
No, it's Santa because he winks at the end.
Let me just say that the people who made those beer commercials aren't on the nice list.
So, I don't know where I stand on Santa. I'm split.
And I feel like you get over the gift. Like, oh, great, another
gift. Well, yeah,
another,
it would become nothing.
I can have anything I want, Santa, and nothing makes me happy.
Yeah, I mean, like, material goods would really stop having an effect on you. What would you want? I mean, if you could have everything, like, you'd almost need nothing, right?
Miss Claus, she just, you know.
What, do you get really into video games or something? Like, what do you do?
I don't know, it seems kind of droll and boring. You have to really be into making presents and supporting your husband.
I don't have to be into making presents.
Bald white guy.
Maybe there's, like, some elf women that are nice I could hang out with. Like, I could have some sassy elf women. I could be like, oh my god, Real Housewives of the North Pole.
Or they're just really into toys and stuff. You're like, so are the New Yorker. Oh yeah, well, I made a candy cane.
I made 5 candy canes.
I made 11 candy canes.
Really annoying.
Your conversations just deteriorate into the most annoying things in the world.
Tomorrow I'm going to make more candy canes.
You want a candy cane, Miss Claus?
No. No.
I don't want any candy canes.
I want to talk about the Gaza Strip. We have unlimited resources. We could bring, like, peace to the Middle East. So we're just making
iPads.
Or we
can bring them candy canes.
Yeah, and iPads. iPads and candy canes.
Stocking stuffers.
So, I don't know. It seems kind of insane.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
I can't remember. It was in, like, you know, early-ish elementary school.
Your parents were just like, we're not doing this for too long.
No, they did do it, but you just figure it out.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did your parents ever tell you that Santa was around?
No, my parents were like, Santa's fake, Christianity's a hoax, Judaism's a religion.
Did you really not have it at all? Like, there's no reason to tell a Jewish kid the legend of Santa, because he's not bringing presents to you.
Did I ever do it at all? No. I mean, when I would go to my, like, Christian family's house, we would, like, do, like, a present-sharing thing with everyone. But it was, like, my aunt gave me these presents, not Santa.
Now, did you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
Did I believe in the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
I believed in money. I believed in money under my bed when I was...
But did you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I'm, like, I get, like, believe in it. I don't think it was ever something I really believed in. I feel like I was pretty wised up to it.
Even when you're like 4 and 5?
I guess when I was like 4 and 5, I believed that there were monsters coming into my room at night. And right. The stuffed animals I surrounded my bed with were protecting me.
Right. So 2 3 is not much of a stretch.
That was like an honest belief. I used to go to bed and I would set up all the stuffed animals I have in like military defense positions around my room. Yeah. That just in case monsters came into my night while I was sleeping, my stuffed animals would come alive and protect me.
God, being a little kid is like being high.
Being a little kid sometimes is fucking awesome.
You're just like trying to learn what life is when you just have half a brain and you just think that like monsters and, like, can get you.
The shit you learn from cartoons.
Yeah.
And they just really believe that monsters are out to get you. Oh, and then God. This one time when I was little, my parents were watching In the Line of Fire. Mm-hmm. This John Malkovich, the Clint Eastwood movie.
Okay.
And in the movie, there's a scene where John Malkovich breaks into this woman's house and snaps her neck. I was like a little kid, and I just happened to like walk into the room when my parents were watching it and see this happen, and I was just like, and just like nightmares for like a year that John Malkovich was going to come into my room and snap my neck.
Oh my God.
And then there was like this one time where I was like flipping through my channels, and I just happened to like flip through a channel right when Chucky was like taking out his blade to stab someone. So I saw like a split half second of Chucky like murdering someone. Nightmares for a year.
Oh my God.
It's like the littlest thing you can see as a child will just ruin you.
Oh yeah, it'll get you real fucked up. There's no way for your parents' way to guard them all.
It's hard for you to even recognize how stupid you were as a little kid.
Right, right.
Like you just see babies and you're like, why don't you know how to behave? Just shut up, you're embarrassing us.
Don't know anything.
Be quiet. Do you not feel embarrassed right now, baby? Are you not embarrassed by the way you're behaving? You're acting like a child.
All right, ready for the final question?
Bring it on.
All right, well, you know, I feel like this one is actually pretty easy. I'm just going to give you the 3 straight up. Virgin Mary, elves, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, God, this is the worst.
Elf woman, Virgin Mary, Mrs. Claus. We're going to go with Jesus is 2 years old.
Jesus is 2. Well, being married to Mrs. Claus would make me Santa, because she's not going to not be Mrs. Claus.
Okay, fine. If you're married to Mrs. Claus, then yes, you're Santa.
So I'm going to marry Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Just going to bang the Virgin Mary. Just get that over with.
You'd bang the Virgin Mary before the elves.
I'm just not having sex with, like, tiny, 2-foot-tall, like, annoying little people.
Okay.
Present makers. It's like, what? Why? Why? No, Virgin Mary. Or the ruin, she'd become the ruined Mary. the disappointed Mary. So there's my answer.
Okay.
All right, so for you, Judah the Maccabee.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty the Snowman, but you're a snow person.
Okay.
Or Santa Claus.
Okay, so if I marry, the only one that keeps me in their time forever is the one that I marry. If I marry Judah the Maccabee, I'm going to have to be some starving, like, war-ridden Jewish woman that, like, has a terrible life because, like, it's way far ago and, like, I'm being persecuted. So I'm not trying to do that.
And your husband's out fighting a war.
Right. So I'm going to have to just bang him and then marry Santa.
But you could be a frosty woman married to Frosty the Snowman.
But as I believe, first of all, Frosty has less power than Santa. No way.
Definitely.
And also, Frosty, I think every year he melts and it's very sad and he says, I'll be back next year. Then wind takes the hat away. So you kind of are dead for like 7 or 8 months out of the year. And then somehow wind magic comes back and like the kids build you again. What if they just forget to build me? What if they just build Frosty and then he starts grieving and the kids are gone? I'm like, where's my wife? Where's my wife? You must build her. I cannot do it. I have twigs or hands. I have twigs or hands. So, plus, I feel like, what would snowman sex even look like?
Be weird.
Plus, if I kill Frosty, I'm not even really killing him. We'll come back next year.
All right, so there's our answer.
There's our answer.
That's our show. Merry
right.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
I mean, even though Hanukkah's over, but happy Hanukkah anyway. And see
goodbye.
You next week.